morning to you from the sports team. We kick off with football this morning. Arsenal boss Mikel Arteta admits his side are in survival mode after grinding out a 2-1 win over Brighton. Despite a lengthy injury list, the victory keeps the Gunners 2 points clear at the top of the Premier League.
We can only control what we do, and we are doing a lot of good things. There are things that we have to improve as well to have the margins better. We need more players back as well to have better option and maintain the team very, very fresh. And every 3 days is going to be a challenge, and we are up for it.
Second place Manchester City also stayed in touch with a 2-1 win away to Nottingham Forest, while Aston Villa came from behind to beat Chelsea 2-1 and remain 3 points off the pace. And then in the Africa Cup of Nations, Nigeria are the second team through to the knockout stages following a 3-2 win over Tunisia. Also in Group C, Uganda and Tanzania played out a 1-1 draw. Senegal and the Democratic Republic of Congo also finished 1-1, while Benin were 1-0 winners against Botswana. Over to cricket now. Combinations from Jordan Harman and Anrich Nortje handed the Sunrisers Eastern Cape a dominant 137-run bonus point win over hosts Paarl Royals at Boland Park. The Sunrisers scored 186 for 4 before bowling out the Royals for a record low total of just 49 runs. The Joburg Super Kings wrecked Pretoria Capitals by 22 runs in their Betway SA20 clash at Centurion yesterday, posting a competitive 168 for 6 and restricting the Capitals to 146 for 9. This afternoon, defending champions MI Cape Town take on the Durban Super Giants at Kingsmead Stadium in their second encounter after the Durbanites beat the Capetonians by 15 runs at Newlands on Friday. And then the Australia stand-in captain Steve Smith says spin bowlers have been virtually sidelined during the Ashes series. Now, fast bowling again dominated in Melbourne, where England wrapped up the fourth test inside 2 days, with Smith questioning the lack of variety in the pitches.
It's the easiest thing to face on some of these wickets that are offering a lot of seam. It's almost to the point where why would you bowl it when, you know, you could leak 30 or 40 runs quickly if they decide to play positively and the game shifts immediately.
Right, that's it for now. For the East Coast Radio Sports Team, I'm Faida Crouch.